Start.
It is quarter past, isn't it?
Yeah, we're rushed for time.
Yeah. I think just
the orange.
Yeah, I don't need to have orange.
Gives me a great pleasure to introduce Rabbi Tarragon, who has come to address us today.
Thank you, Yashar Koach. I want to thank you now for welcoming me last year. I wish we could see each other in the better circumstances, but certainly even if we mourn together as Kehila, it's also Bracha. And Avelo should be in Skabal and Shemayim, Kamasabal Yishalayim. We tend to laser focus our experience of Tisha B'Av on the Beis HaMikdash, two Batei Mikdash, possibly the Meraglim, and of course all the stories of suffering and tragedy that emerged in the wake of the Churban Beis HaMikdash throughout all the years, Rome, Spain, France, New York, of course, Poland, Hitler, Yimach Shemo. But that event of the Churban Beis HaMikdash was what we would call a game changer. And it shifted history on many fronts beyond the obvious, beyond losing our land, losing the Beis HaMikdash, and losing the Korbanos. And I want to try, in a very brief amount of time before Mincha, to itemize some of the shifts that took place. I have to apologize. There was a misunderstanding, mostly my fault. The title of today's shiur, at least as it was publicized, was Why the First Beis HaMikdash Failed. I intended to give a different shiur, and this is the shiur I'm giving, Mitz Hashem. We shouldn't ever have the opportunity to discuss why the Beis HaMikdash failed on Tisha B'Av, maybe some other time, but it is an interesting question, beyond just Chazal's statement of Yivei Rosh, Yichas Dam, and Avodah Zarah, if you look for the Nevi'im, what's really undercutting the society. But in terms of the second Beis HaMikdash, the second Churban, and Churban in general, there are many, many ramifications and consequences, we would say casualties, far beyond just the Churban Beis HaMikdash. For those who have sheets, the first issue is there was a universal descent or a universal decline. We tend to think of Tisha B'Av in very, very parochial and national terms. And it truly was. Churban for Am Yisrael and Churban for Yerushalayim. And even in the conversation, so to speak, in Megillas Eicha, in which Yerushalayim is personified, and she speaks to all of the neighbors, Kol Avrei Derech, Ayesh Mechav Ki Mechavi, Zachar Yerushalayim Me'an Yam Rida. That sounds like, and certainly that's the conversation of Shir HaShirim between Am Yisrael and Benos Yishalayim, people of the world. So it seems as if ground zero for the suffering is Am Yisrael, and the destruction wrought upon Am Yisrael by the Rishei Umasalim, whether it's the Nebuchadnezzar or Titus or Russia. But Chazal sense that there's a more universalist tone to the tragedy of Tisha B'Av. And they sense it based on a pasuk in Hosea. If you take a look at the Medrash, source number Aleph, part 1, it quotes the pasuk in Hosea, and get a chance to quote the Pasuk, or Biavo, Pasach, or Biavo, used to teach Eicha. Chazal, when they taught certain Megillos, they would always have a Psicha. If you know the Gemara Megillah, Yud Aleph, quotes all the Psukim with which Chazal began teaching Megillos Esther. They wanted to find Psukim in Tanakh that would shed light on the particular Megillah and certain nuanced elements that were embedded within the Megillah. So in Biavo, and Biavo was certainly someone that had a very interesting life based on the Churban Beis HaMikdash. He lived in Caesarea, which was where the Roman seat of power was, and very, very interesting historically, but not for now. When he began teaching Megillas Eicha, he began with a pasuk in Hosea. What could Hosea possibly add that isn't included in Eicha? Hema ke Adam avru bris. They violated and betrayed my covenant like an Adam. Like an Adam. Who else? How else are they going to violate a covenant like a behema? So if you have all sense the word Adam in Hosea is evocative of Adam Arisha. That the betrayal in Yerushalayim was the equivalent of the departure from Gan Eden. When Am Yisrael left Yerushalayim, it was a tragedy equivalent in sweep and intensity as the Gerush of Gan Eden. Behema ki Adam,
Avru Bris. And the truth is, Chazal sends us, not just in the Pasuk in Hosea, just to read the Halacha, just to read the Medrash, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, source number 1, Aleph 1, Adam Arishin, Echnasi, Esalagan Eden, Ve'aval Tzivuya, Vidanti Yatobi Gerishin, I divorce and expel Adam, Afban Avichnasi, Osam Leretz Yisrael, Vitzivisim, Mekonanti Alev. Chazal sends this in two very iconic words in Megillas Eicha. One is, of course, the word Eicha, which Chazal drew an allusion to, the word Ayeka. The same haunting question which Rabbeinu Shalom poses to Adam Arishon and forces him into lack of space, into being dislocated from his space. Ayeka, which is not, of course, an inquisitive question. You're not asking for an answer, but how could you and where do you belong now? When a person sins, they lose space, they lose identity. That's why an Ir Miklat is such a metaphorically powerful experience. You commit a chait that's so devastating and so criminal, you don't believe you belong anywhere. You've checked out of the human experience. You've committed a crime against humanity, and your mikvah has become space. It's beyond. It's a level of tshuva and a level of processing chait beyond just moral compunction, but feeling that you're a stranger. When David HaMelech speaks about his chait, he feels like a social pariah, as if he's no longer accepted. If you look at Lam Ches and Nun Aleph and Tehillim, so when HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks Adam Ayeka, he's saying basically you've compromised the grounds. Grounds is a metaphor, not just the ground we walk on, but the foundation of our identity. We've compromised Ayeka. And that's how Yirmiya approaches his description of Chum Beis HaMikdash. Eicha, Haisa Lezona, Eicha Yeshva Badag, Yirmi, Yeshaya. So that word Eicha clued Chazal into the parallels between leaving Yerushalayim, Betzeis Yerushalayim, and Betzei Tzanu Migan Eden. And another word in Pasuk in Eicha, source number 2, Vayachmos Kagan Sukho. Chazal Darshan, Vayachmos Kagan Sukho, as a reference to Gan Eden, that we trampled and we ruined Kagan, we ruined Yerushalayim, same way we ruined the opportunities and the potential for Gan. So Chazal are trying to universalize the exit from Yerushalayim. And their message is that the fall of Yerushalayim marked a shift into a very dark period of history. For a Jew, our parochial track, Torah, Mitzvot, Eretz Yisrael, although it feels nationalistic and insular, it's universalistic. We're the Amon Yifchar. We're meant to demonstrate to the entire world the dignity of living life before the Rabbeinu Shalom, of living a commanded life. That's at an instructive and pedagogic level. At a supernatural level, the Beis HaMikdash is the site that delivers prosperity to the entire world. The Mishnah in Titus talks about the Mamados, which were representatives of people that would have special days of tefillos to represent Am Yisrael for the Korban Tamid. They would read from Sefer Bereishis. Why? Because Ilmale Korbanos, the Gemara says, Lo Niskaimu Maaseh Bereishis. If not for what happens in the Beis HaMikdash, the human experience sinks into oblivion. Chazal lament the fact that Nebuchadnezzar only knew how beneficial Korbanos and Beis HaMikdash were to him. Instead of destroying it, he would have surrounded it with guards and protected it. And when there's no longer a functioning Beis HaMikdash, and when Am Yisrael is no longer resident in its land in Yerushalayim, the entire world dips into chaos. And so much of the suffering and the misery and the bloodshed and the poverty and the anguish that humanity has suffered over the past 2,000 years can be attributed to us. We squandered the ability to represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world and to be the conduits for a world of light, prosperity, harmony, and of course we're yearning for that world. Our end game, our vision of Yom HaMashiach is not everyone becoming Jewish. We have absolutely no interest whatsoever in converting any human being to Yiddishkeit, and of course no interest whatsoever in their elimination. Of course, for the people who are evil, who are anti-redemptive, but the world we envision is a world of universal welfare, which by not legging tefillin. We don't expect them to wear tefillin or to eat matzah. And we compromised that reality. We created a world of darkness, again, through our weakness, through our limitations. You know, discussing in a different location today. One of the topics for discussion is, what are you crying for? It was at the end of Kinos, we'd cry for everything. There's nothing left to cry for. So you have to cry for humanity, cry for Tzelem Elokim, cry for Basar Vadam. Look at the world we have, Baruch Hashem. It's a better world than it was 500 years ago. Far better world than it was 1,000 years ago. But it's still a world of strife and moral chaos and hatred and animosity, poverty, suffering. And this all could have been avoided. So the first aspect of Tisha B'Av is the shift in humanity, in the experience of humanity. Vayachmos kagan suka. Vehema ke'adam avru bris, the pasuk in Hosea. Echa, ayeka. We left Gan Eden, this was the second fall of man. Not just of Jews, but of man. The second shift was a change in the availability and the accessibility of HaKadosh Baruch Hu through tefillah. Not just tefillah, but access to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Access to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or Shosh Yivar Malam Omeid, you walk into the Beis HaMikdash, Lefnei Hashem, Ha'altam Hashem, Lefnei Hashem, Lekecha. Shalosh Pam Hashem, Yarkot Zechocha, Lefnei Hashem, Lekecha. It's very easy to be in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. It was location-based. You walked into the Beis HaMikdash, you're Omeid Lefnei Hashem. And the expression of Amidah Lefnei Hashem was a karba, Milashen Kirva. But of course, davening was a very integral part of their world. Keneged Avos Tiknum. Okay, that was pre-Karbanos, even though they offered Karbanos, it wasn't yet institutionalized. But even in the world of institutionalized Karbanos, V'chanem et Averos Alila. Chanem doesn't just offer a karban, but she davens, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shama Malach davens in the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash. So Tzvila was a powerful part of their interaction and their interface with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That day, everything changed. Pasuk in Echa, source number one, Sakosa be'anan lach me'avar tefillah. You enveloped yourself in a hut in a manner that would blunt and glance aside all attempts at tefillah. You inoculated yourself against tefillah by turning yourself away from Am Yisrael. Gadar Bandi, you created source number two, a fence. Gam ki azak v'ashaveya. Sasam Tfilasi, very famous Rambam in Echos Tshuva, quotes this pasuk. Emesh ha'yizeh muvdol, me'ashem elokei Yisrael, hayom ov nechmad reya. Most of Mrs. Tarfim, the final, those who know the Rambam, he quotes this pasuk. Gam ki azak v'ashaveya, when I scream to you, when I call and I shriek, Sasam Tfilasi, you close my tefillah, you blunt aside my tefillah. Based on this, the Gemara in Brachos quotes Rebbe Lazar, miyom shechara beis hamikdash, ninalu shari tefillah. Or, as a different version of what Rebbe Lazar said, Rebbe Lazar ben Hyrcanus, Rebbe Akiva's Rebbe, certainly bears mentioning in context of Tisha B'Av. V'amar Rebbe Lazar, miyom shechara beis hamikdash, nifseka chomas barzel, ben Yisrael ben avim shebashamayim. First position, he quotes the Pasuk Necha, Man Ki Azak V'Ashaveya. Tefillah became so much more difficult. We daven and we daven. Who could have imagined that after so many thousands of years of davening, Gula still wouldn't be here? But evidently, davening is a much more complex experience than it used to be, and not just because of our distracted kavan, halavai. Because tefillahs aren't always absorbed in Shemayim, don't always ascend to Shemayim. Chassidus, the world of Chassidim, tried to question, find new pathways, mystical pathways, to create the ascent of tefillah. But we have fallen so far out of that world. We don't know we're falling. We stand and we daven and we daven. And by definition, and that's why today, there was an intentional suppression of tefillah. Today, we didn't say slichos. We said kiddos. Today, at least before Chatzos, we didn't say tiskabel tzlosar in Kaddish. Because that would be insensitive to Sasan Tefillah. That would be insensitive to what happened. It would be like disrupting your Avelus, watching a video. This is the day HaKadosh Baruch Hu blunted Tefillah. You stand in front of the Bonei Shalom and Daven. Sky built slow, son of Olsen. Are you paying attention? This is the day that Tefillah was sundered. So we suppress the Sky built slow, son. We don't Daven Tefillah Sneila, which is classic of the Tanis Sibur. And this is the classic Tanis Sibur. I'm a Shmuel in Tanis Sibur, but Bavel Elatisha Babuvad. This is the last remaining Tanis Sibur. All of our Taniyos are pale shadows of what a Tanis used to be like. In Ila, it's not a Din Yom Kippur. In Ila is a Din Tanis Sibur. That's a day to suppress our tefillahs, to bow our heads in deference to the manner in which our tefillos have become much more complicated. Rabbi Akiva, I mentioned him before, was part of the delegations that would always travel to Rome to pathetically plead whatever needs the Jews could still negotiate for, because they were completely devastated by whatever they could plead for. And on many of his meetings, he had conversations with Turnus Rufus. Remember, this is the age of religious awakening. This is about 250 years before monotheism bursts on the scene. Christianity replaces polytheism. So this is a very, very important time where the Romans are searching for religious answers. These conversations between Turnus Rufus and Rabbi Akiva are very, very pivotal. And keep in mind, many of these conversations took place at the point of execution. Right before some of the Asarugim Malchus were executed, they had conversations about Olam Haba. Look at the Midrashim. So it makes the Asarugim Malchus so pivotal. Because you feel that through their Mesiras Nefesh, HaKiddush Hashem, they're creating templates of religion and religious ideas that ultimately trickle down to a corrupt form of monotheism, but a better form of religion than paganism and idolatry and Baal and Dagan and Varth Kachab and Umazalos. He's having a conversation with Turnus Rufus, Rabbi Akiva, Yom Vanita Lefay Turnus Rufus at his trial. Nida, he's being tried. Source 4. Vayashem Yeshua Garsi, Omid Bitfila Imo, Yeshua's Talmud, was davening with him. If I'm not mistaken, Yeshua Garsi was one of the Talmudim that was able to speak to Rabbi Akiva in the jail cell. Akiva kept learning in the jail cell. Yoshim Bayochai had conversations with him. So Rabbi Yochanan Asanla, Rabbi Yochanan Menuri, we talked him through a window. And Yeshua Garsi was his Mesharis. So he was davening alongside of Rabbi Akiva, Yarad Anan Bikifan, and became cloudy. Amar, he said, Domani, Rabbi Akiva, Shalom Yarad Hanan, Elekede Shalom Tishmat Tfila, Shal Rabbi. I think Yeshua said, he said, evidently there's no point in davening. They saw this as a sign from Shemayim. Gemara talks about Ravel, and Ravel lived in Mechozen, Ravel, and wanted to be Gozer Tan, as if it was cloudy, he wouldn't be Gozer Tan. And there's great irony and great pain that the sign, which typically, the symbol, which typically announces Hashem's presence, how many times in Tanakh, how many times in the Torah does the Anan announce the presence of Ribbono Shel Olam? And the stinging irony that the Anan descends, and we realize we're in a different chapter of history when the Ribbono Shel Olam is no longer behemoth zo. Or at least in a way that we can't, his meitzis min acharakim, in a way which makes our approach much more difficult. The great, great song of Shir HaShirim, we're distant from, he's in the Beis HaMelucha and we're in En Gedi. He's in the Beis HaMelech and we want to be in the Beis HaYayim with him. So that's the second change. Tefillah became complex. Tefillah became more difficult and disjointed. One of the great challenges today, today's not a day for Musar, not a day for Tshuva, today's a day for Avelos. Just to absorb what happened. But certainly towards the end of Tisha B'Av, think about how we can improve tefillah. It's such a complicated challenge in today's world. Our minds are so distracted, and our thoughts are so shallow sometimes. Tefillah requires depth and resonance and sustained thought about an idea and something which is more rare. We don't have awe in our world. Tefillah is walking to basic classes with awe, with preparation. You call the class of Lekecha. So maybe it's a little, again, don't turn Tisha B'Av into Yom Kippur. It's a very different experience, but over to think about how we can rectify the discharge of tefillah that we suffered thousands of years ago. On that note, there's another element of tefillah we deleted today, not just slichos and not just kriyas vayichal in the morning. We read vayichal, you'll read vayichal soon, but we don't read in the morning in the classic way. We suppress the skabel tzlosom. We say tachanun today. No tachanun. Why no tachanun? Just one day to expect to say tachanun. Half of tachanun is taken from Daniel, Nehemiah, bemoaning all the moments of galus, and what's the tachanun day? And yet we delete it on Tisha B'Av because of the pasuk, source number 3, part Gimel, Karalai Moed L'Shbor Bachurai. Why is Tisha B'Av considered a moed? Elavade Hashem. Madna. Why is it called a moed? There are many reasons. One is Achris Hayamim, return Samar Ravid, Samar Chavishi, Samar Asiri, Pasuk in Zechariah, Yilechem the Beis Yudah, the Sasan, and the Simcha. At some point we expect this month to invert to a month of mirth and happiness. Second of all, sure if you've thought about this, but especially at this stage in history, Tisha B'Av is, I won't say bittersweet, it's bitter, 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 but a Shemina Shebishmina is a sweetness. A little fraction. Because when we travel along the timeline of Jewish history and how much we've suffered, get a sense of how much emunah we've had. How much we can stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the year 2018 as the Rabbeinu Shalom, and we have demands, Kiva Moed. We were redeemed from Mitzrayim. We were a premature, prepubescent girl. At this point in history, we have the right to stand in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and say, we've proven ourselves in history. We have produced fruit. We've produced rimonim. It's now not early spring. It's now late summer in history. And we've produced delicious fruit for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have the right to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's a bit of a triumph that we've survived and we've shaped history and we've kept our emunah intact. And in my opinion, a Yid who isn't feeling that sense of accomplishment isn't excavating to the deepest levels of Tisha B'Av. So the deepest levels of Jewish history, Simcha and Yagom walk hand in hand. There's a joint at the hip. Because the Yagom is based on our task in this world to represent Kutcher Brichu, and that should be the greatest Simcha. Everything we've suffered, sadly enough. So that's why it's a Moed. What a powerful day. I hope you all feel powerful to some degree after today. We're the Romans. We're the Spaniards. We're the Persians. Soviet Union. How long did it last? Anyone know? 69 years. Medina Yisrael, 70. Imagine placing a bet, 1967. Who would last longer? You'd be a very rich man now. If you bet on the right horse. But it's also considered a yomtiv. It's also considered a yomtiv for a different reason. Because in that day in Shemayim there was a din Torah. And all the malachim came and were arguing, Am Yisrael betrayed you. And they acted terribly, dishonorably. And there was a din Torah against Am Yisrael. And our future was very much hanging in the balance. It wasn't clear how the verdict would be decided until Rabbeinu Shalom had the final word. We suspended our Avelos today, and suspended, we reduced it in its intensity at Chatzos. Why? Because that's when the Beis HaMikdash started to burn. Seems chronological. At Chatzos, the Beis HaMikdash began to burn. We should intensify our Avelos, not dilute it. The answer is that was the moment of the Din Torah. The moment that the Beis HaMikdash started burning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a decision. And his decision is contained in the Pasuk in Echa, source 5. Ki la Hashem es chamasa, Hashem emptied all of his anger. Shafach charon apo. Vayatzes eish b'tzion. Batochal yisod osea. Hashem decided, I love Am Yisrael too much. They can betray me, they can insult me, they can disobey. Azakama v'sahava, kasha kishol kina, v'shafar rishva eshal hevesiyah. But I'm angry. So I'll vent. I'll vent it on Eitzim and Avonim. I'll vent it on the Beis HaMikdash. And we skated through. And that's the reason today is a Yom Tov. Because of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's decision. Source number 6, the Medrash in Eicha. Vayatzes eish v'tzion v'tocha yisod osea. You see, Mizmor Yosef, v'lekim bo'agoy me'achlasecha. Asaf had a Mizmor in Tehillim, celebrating the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Mizmor, the Medrash says, b'chiyami ba'ilei. To cry, Mizmor Yosef, b'chiyali Asaf, bo'agoy me'achlasecha. Amr Blazar, Mashal HaMelech Shasach Hupo Livno, a king constructs a wedding canopy for his son, and he gets it ready, and the son angers him, and he destroys the canopy. Hiskel pedagogue Yoshev and Mizamer, the king's assistant, starts singing and destroying the canopy. Line number 4 from the bottom, Amalu Lekachani Mizamer. You know why I'm singing? Sheshapach Hamaso al Chupas Beno. He took out his anger on the Chuppah. Below Beno, Kacha Amruli Asaf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Echrib His Mikdasho, Yad Yoshev and Mizamer. When they heard Asaf Zmir, they were shocked. Dumbfounded, Zmir Bo Goy Benachlasecha Timus Echal Kachecha Samis Yishleim Liyim. Amalan Lekachani Mizamer. To process Chorban and Geula, you have to see things from a fresh set of eyes, from a fresh vantage point. You can't just see it frontally and directly. That's what the Kiva's koch. They saw foxes, they cried. He saw foxes, he chapped the pasuk in Yeshaya, Beriah and Zechariah. Geula isn't rational. Geula isn't linear. Geula is not like a sif and shulchan aruch. What does the Mishavura say? What does the Pesach Tshuva say? What does the Shaar Tzion add? Let me look up the Tshuva of Moshe Feinstein. That's linear logic. Comes to understanding Darche Hashem, Rizviyam Yisrael. Sometimes it looks dark, and it's really light, and sometimes it's light. Lanotzech Olayas Hashacha Mizmo LeDavid Perek Chavbeis Mizal Sanishkafa Kmo Shacha Yafak Hachama Barak Halavana and Shir Shirim. Is it the moon? Is it the sun? Is it night? Is it dark? It's hard. It's unknown to us. It's not. It's apocalyptic. It's a change in our history. It's why we can't process it with the capacitors that we have living in history, because it's so different. So, Rebbe Lazar had this sense. Amar lahem lekachani mizamer. Asaf responded, Eshavach HaKadosh Baruch Hu chamasol eitzim gavanim v'lo Yisrael. What better way to demonstrate your love than when you're really angry at someone? Ha'yisapach. To hold in your anger. Ideally to hold your anger in entirely, but sometimes we become furious and infuriated and to go and take a cup of water, maybe squeeze your fist, sit at the table and take a breath. Shafach Esh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu poured his anger. V'yatzis Esh B'tziyah Matocha Yisrael Asah. That's the third reason that Tisha B'Av Zemoed. Because it consolidated the relationship between Am Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu in a way that couldn't be broken. If we could outlast this and think about it in historical sweep, it's an even greater moe 2,000 years downstream in history, because the great claim of Christianity, the great claim of Muslim, that was the day HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to discard us and search for another people. Not really. It's possibly the biggest moe, because it's such a traumatic and convulsive shift in history, and still we read the Medrash this morning that Hashem was resentful and regretful that he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, and he cried, Kirul HaMekoronos, and he asked there to be a kin. That shows that in Shemayim Hashem, in our terminology, had a change of heart. He was disappointed, so to speak, as we would say, in his decision. He didn't stick by his decision. He didn't lock in decision. These are the people I'm discarding. I'm choosing another. The world changed in some ways very positively. Positive, it's hard to call it positive, but in ways that certainly have a ripple effect to our day. Since we only have a few more minutes, I'll just quickly describe two other changes in the world. When Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha's daughter was taken captive, Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha is another person who wore the Chorban on his body. He was one of the first Asaruge Malchus. He was in the first wave. There were two waves. The first wave was around the time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, the older, Azaki. Most of them were in the second wave, around 130, during the Bar Kokhba rebellion, Rabbi Kiva Bachaverov, Chenai ben Trajan, Rabbi ben Dama, Rabbi ben Bava, Shev HaSefa. He was one of the earlier ones. Of course, we know him as, based on the Piyot and Yom Kippur, he ascends to Shemayim. And here's Mechari Apargo, this is Xerion Mofanai, Kavluhu. So Bishmal lives this experience, and of course he has his skin shaven. Probably the most brutal murder of all the Sarugay Malchus. They embalmed his skin, and every 70 years they would parade in the Colosseum holding his skin on Tisha B'Av, mocking the Jews in front of 50,000 drunk Romans. And Rabbi Yishmael had his course we read this morning, Vesnavi Chatasi, about the son and the daughter of Rabbi Yishmael. So here's a story about Safnas, Bas Pinia. A woman who was taken captive, she was called Safna, source Dalash, Akol Safin Biyofia. Everyone was mesmerized by her beauty. Bas Piniel, Bito Shal Kohen Gadol, Shashim Shafnai Bofim. So this is a daughter of a Kohen Gadol during the days of the Romans. Hard to know, it isn't tagged, but it's likely to be another daughter of Rabbi Ishmael. Maybe a different Kohen Gadol, it's unclear. And essentially they take her and they sell her like a cattle in the marketplace. They sell her off to the highest bidder. Finally, Ba'adam Echad Shai Mechor B'Yoser, line number 4, it's Gemara Gittin. And this man doesn't want to purchase the goods without inspecting the goods. Okay, for the sake of Tznius, and just human civility, I'll skip the details. Basically, the seller makes sure that the buyer appreciates what he's purchasing. She rips off her final article of clothing, and she starts rolling in the dust of... Potentially, it sounds like Yerushalayim. Line number 3 from the bottom. Hashita sheishis chalokim. Vishvi karasa. She rips it off and ispalsha the efer. She rolls in the dust. Amar lefana berbana shalom. Im aleinu lo chasta al kedusha shimcha gibor lama lo tachos. What happened today was not a tragedy for us. What happened today was a tragedy for you. We're your people. We represent you in this world. And when we're being chased like dogs and hung from trees and having our skulls crushed, what does that say about you? Your presence is disappearing from this world during the darkness of this churban. I'm not interested in myself. This is a chil Hashem. This is a regression and a retreat of Hashem's presence in this world. Our narratives are twin. What happens to Am Yisrael reflects upon Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ranana b'Yeshua Secha v'Shem Elokeinu Nidgol. It's not our Yeshua, it's your Yeshua. Hoshata ma'amar v'otzei si'eschem. What do we say during Hoshanas? Nakov v'otzei si'etchem. You were redeemed that day in Mitzrayim, Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem Hashem Elokecha Shavuoschal Tekri V'Hashev El Avisham. Hakadosh Baruch Hu returns from Galus. It's not about us. And living through the horror of Tisha B'Av demands suffering with the Galus of the Shechina and the obscuring of Hakadosh Baruch Hu's presence in this world. We said in Echa this morning, again we're running a little bit late, source number 2 on the next page. Bila Hashem Baluch Hamalas Kolmanos Yaakov Haras Be'Rasa Bitzei Bas Yehuda Gada Bakhari Av Kol Keri Yisrael Heshiv Achor Yamina B'Nei Oyev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tied himself, tied his hand, put his hand behind his back and receded from human history in ways that created a 2,000 year period of Hester Potter that we're still trying to shatter, we're still trying to. Hanani, Mishael, and Azaria, they lived in another seam of history, a very delicate seam. Chomei Samikdash Rishon, everyone was terrified and quaking of the Nebuchadnezzar, bowing down to his idol. They refused, they defied. What did they say? The Gemara Mesachim says, when they went to the Kibshan Eish, Lo lanu Hashem, lo lanu. It's not about us. Kim l'shim chatein kavod. This is a very, very delicate juncture of history. The Samikdash is smoldering. Zaydin Ba'u Ben Achlasecha. Asher Amrullah Ba'u Ba'kahallach. People are marauding around Yerushalayim. And where are you in this world? Now is the moment to make a stand, not for us, but to Mekadesh Mabarabim. And when they were saved, what did they say? Haluas Hashem Kol Goyim, Shekhu Kol Olim. They recognized they had accomplished the moment. They had restored the presence of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why do you think we enshrine the Asar HaRugei Malchus so deep? Because they basically were playing the same role as Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah. During a period of abject chilul Hashem, preparing for this long galus of Hester Panim, they stood up as a group of Mekadesh Shem Shemayim Barabim. Api Halach, Halach HaLemaisa. If a guy comes over to you and threatens you, that if you learn Torah, he'll kill you? It's a complicated question. Shas HaShmad. But you can find out they're not to teach Torah Barabbah. In fact, he may even not find a heter, but maybe chayv pekuach nefesh. But as a din of yavur v'al yaharig, according to the Rambam, if you heard v'al yavur, you're chayv benafsha. Making kiddush pekuach nefesh, v'ozav in shemur. They realize that certain unique moments in history, not just the halachic category of shas hashmad, that's also true, whether you're in the destruction of the Romans or some little island in the Caribbean, shas hashmad. But this is a historical moment that Kutcher Baruch Hu, and his presence in this world, was receding from view, and they had to restore the presence, and Rabbi Kiva said, Shema, it's not incidental that they, Mekayim mitzvot, whether it's saying Kriya Shema or making Kiddush or... Each and every one of them had conversations with their oppressors to try to rebuild presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. So it's a sad day for us. It's even a sadder day for the Baruch Shalom. And the final aspect, just very, very briefly, is an incredible miracle of history and a contraction. A contraction that we're still trying to appreciate its calibration. The Machar, source number two. Shiyavo Ketzah Geula, Mirz Hashem, when Mashiach comes in a few minutes. Amalem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael B'ni, and Itamah Mikim, Hei Chetantan Likolos HaNashayim. Why did you wait for me so long? Incredible anthropological miracle. We waited for HaKadosh Baruch Hu for so long, through such difficulties, and such pressure, and such tension and hostility. Hei Amalem HaFadav Rebano Shalom, Ilulei Taras Choshen Asata Lano, Kvar ibadnu ha'umos lekach nemar zos ashiva libi. Based on the pasuk in Shir in Echa, hey one zos ashiva libi al kein ochil. You know why I can wait? Because of zos, the zos haTorah. Torah in general, Torah shebal peh in particular. I spoke about this I think Friday erev Shabbos in one of the shuls. This is how we survive, the secret language. Every Jew, no matter where he is, dispersed across the earth, has the same language. Matzah is matzah, tefillin is tefillin, sukkah is sukkah. The commitment to Torah. The beautiful story that Gemara Gittin quotes, Tana Rabbana Maisa Bishov in Chananya, the other Rebbe of Rebbe Akiva, Shalach Lekrach Gadol Shebaromi. Again, they're always in Rome pleading and begging. And they talk about a small child who's in jail, who's very attractive. And he hears him learning. So Rabbi Shua B'Hanani says, Muftach Neis, line of the thief, and Bam Shemara Rabbi Yisrael. Ha'uvda she'en azaz mikana she'evdenu b'chol mamun she'poskin olav. L'azaz misham el she'pavda b'mamun harbe, he sees his child learning and he redeems him. And he's confident he'll become a Gadol HaTorah, Gadol HaTorah, and it turns out that's Rabbi Shmuel ben Elisha. There were dozens of stories like this that happened. The reason the Gemara is quoting it is because of the iconic and metaphoric value. As Yerushalayim is falling, Torah is growing. And Yeshua was pre. Yeshua is like the Chafetz Chaim. He's the generation before the Chanukah, before the Shoah. I always thought to myself, maybe to think about on Tisha B'Av, that so many Gedolim died early and prematurely in the 20s and 30s in Europe. And I think it was the Chanoch effect. The Kodesh Baruch Hu took them to Shemayim. He didn't want them to suffer through the Holocaust of Meir Shapiro or Rabbi Amelia Kaplan. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu just spared some of our tzaddikim the horrors, the nightmares of the Holocaust. Sometimes when people die young, it's Hashem doesn't want them to suffer either personally or collectively. So Rabbi Yeshua was the generation before. He didn't really live through the Chorban. The generation before, we have seen the Chorban. So he didn't live through it as ferociously as his Talmidim did. There's a metaphor here that as Yerushalayim is falling and people are in prison, Torah is growing and producing people of the caliber of Rabbi Yishmael ben Elisha. Miyam Shechara Beis HaMikdash, source number four. Ein lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olam o'el arba armo shel halacha bilvad. And in this statement lies the challenge. On the one hand, that's how we've survived. Tatara, Ein lenu shir rak atara azos. On the other hand, it represents a contraction. Miyom shachar beis hamikdash, Ein lenu HaKadosh Baruch Hu eladal an amu shel halacha bilvad. It sounds like before the Churban, our avodas Hashem and our encounter with Kodesh Baruch Hu is spread across a very broad range of experiences. course, those that are very uniquely religious and ritual, and possibly even other experiences. This is what occupies a lot of people today. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, some people feel an opportunity to stretch our Avodas Hashem and our relationship with Kriya Baruch Hu in areas outside the Beis Medrash. Some people fear or feel that it will dilute the intensity of the Beis Medrash. Some people feel that, how do we know that it's time to stretch? That's already for the conversations of ideology, which I have no patience for. But the structure here is crucial. Miyom Shachara Beis HaMikdash, in La Kodesh Baruch Hu Adal Am Shalalacha Bilvad, is a celebration of the enduring capacity of Talmud Torah to create an alternate world that exists outside of time and outside of history, and in no way can be affected. In some ways, it's a boomerang effect. No matter how hard they try to eliminate Torah, you try to eliminate Torah in France, lo and behold, it will become an epicenter for Balei Atosos. You try to eliminate it in Poland, the Ramoa moved in and created Torah. You try to eliminate it during the Holocaust, and now Kol HaTorah Nishma B'Eretz. There's more Torah being learned today than at any time since the first Beis HaMikdash. Who would have thought? 70 years after all of our Gedolim were taken, there's more Torah being learned in Am Yisrael than at any point in the last 3,000 years. 2,500 years. So Torah has proven to outlast history, of course, because it's cosmic. Kadma Le'olam has something to do with human history. It's the Dvar Elokim Chayim. But it sounds as if there was a contraction, and a very healthy contraction. Baruch Hu provided the secret world for us to live within. And as we get closer to Geula, Nashkima, Nalina Bakfarin, Nashkima, the Rose who want to walk out into the village of this world and spread the Dvar Hashem as broad as we can. Those are five of the changes beyond just the obvious destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Number one, the universal fall of man by Achmos Kagan Suko, Pasuk in Hosea. Number two, the complexification of Tefillah, Sasan Tefillasi. Number three, Kara Laimored, the Yantav, because Baruch Hu poured his anger on Eitzim Bavani. Number four, I apologize. The tremendous Chilul Hashem which was brought to Shivani Yachor. And finally, Ein LaKadosh Baruch Hu El Dalam Shalacha Bilvad, the secret of our survival. We're a meaningful tainus. Mitzvah Hashem Kol Misabel Zilcha Berah Besimchasa.